With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Israel's cabinet approved a deal early Saturday for a ceasefire in Gaza that would release dozens of hostages held there and pause the 15-month war with Hamas, bringing the sides a step closer to ending their deadliest and most destructive fighting ever. The government announced the approval at 1 a.m. Jerusalem time and confirmed the ceasefire will go into effect on Sunday. The hours-long cabinet meeting went well past the beginning of the Jewish Sabbath, a sign of the moment's importance. In line with Jewish law, the Israeli government usually halts all business for the Sabbath, except in emergency cases of life or death. Many residents in Southern California are still trying to take in their devastating losses after fires ripped through residential areas like Pacific Palisades and Altadena, killing some 27 people. Correspondent Mary Catherine Wildman explains why the current wildfires in California have been such a big wake-up call.
But they're unusual in one key way. They are burning an unusual amount of urban area. We on the Associated Press data team took a look at how much city area every fire has burned over the last several decades, and we're finding that rarely, if ever, have fires touched so much city area. The Woolsey Fire in 2018, which also struck Los Angeles, is the only other fire in the record that even compares to the amount of urban space that the Palisades and Eaton fires have burned. Experts are warning that as wildfires become more common and more people move into that space between the urban area and the wildland, that this kind of wildfire could happen more often and we should prepare for this new reality.
The causes of the fires are still under investigation. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 334 points. This is SRN News. A new report on loneliness in this country.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it reveals that nearly one in five Americans feels lonely and isolated all or most of the time. Younger people are a lot more likely to feel this way. About 25% of young adults do. What helps? Marriage. Only 8% of married people say they usually feel lonely. Married folks are also a lot more optimistic about their lives, 67%, compared to just 58% of the general public. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Montana House has endorsed a ban on men using women's restrooms in public buildings. The measure now heads to the GOP-controlled state Senate. A dozen other states have variations of bathroom bans on the books, many directed at schools. Even more states, including Montana, have passed laws to keep boys from playing on girls' sports teams and bar sex change operations on children. This is SRN News. President Biden is wielding his pardon pen yet again.
On his final Friday in office, President Biden is commuting the sentences of nearly 2,500 people convicted of nonviolent drug charges. In a White House statement, Biden says he's seeking to undo disproportionately long sentences compared to what they would have received under current law. The action gives Biden the presidential record for the most individual pardons and commutations, including his son Hunter.
That's correspondent Jennifer King. Federal prosecutors in New York have dropped bribery and fraud charges against former New York Lieutenant Governor Brian Benjamin. Prosecutors cited the death of a cooperating witness, saying they can no longer prove the charges beyond a reasonable doubt. Benjamin resigned as Lieutenant Governor after his April 2022 arrest. The arrest created a political crisis for Governor Kathy Hochul, a fellow Democrat. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.